And now, back to brainstorming with Billy.
It turns the brains into guacamole.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Welcome back. This is Bill Frank, and you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain here on KKZZ, Positive Talk Radio for Ventura and Santa Barbara Counties. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is yesterday and today. My guests are talking about interesting stories in the news, either today or in the past. My first guest is a financial guru who recapped the first quarter of 2011 in the financial markets for us. We tried to make sense of the conflicting business data in the headlines so far this year. My second guest is the creator and host of one of CNBC's most highly rated documentaries, Marijuana Inc. We looked inside the hazy world of marijuana on 420. Yes, there is a pun there. And we exposed California's number one cash crop from her forthcoming book, Joint Ventures. My next guest has led a remarkable life. Born in France, he was recruited by none less than Winston Churchill to spy on the Germans during the French occupation. He rose to become one of the Allies' top espionage agents of the war. We'll discuss his real-life adventures captured in his latest book, Churchill's Secret Agent. And as always, if you want to join the conversation, you can call us at 639-0008. Max Ciampoli was born in Paris in 1922. He was baptized in the Vatican, and when Max was not even 3 years old, his parents moved him to Monaco, where his father owned nightclubs. Max learned fluent German and Italian from his live-in tutor, who was a retired Austrian cavalry colonel. Max often visited his grandfather in Captain Tebe, where he encountered his godfather's vacationing neighbor, Winston Churchill. At the age of 7, Max was sent to a Jesuit boarding school in Nice, where he completed his high school education at 14, and he entered university to become a dentist. Max quit the university to serve his country in the elite alpine ski troop of the French army, and he became an officer even though he was underage. Soon after French were defeated, Max's godfather called Winston Churchill and told him that little Max had grown up to be a responsible and resourceful, determined young man who wanted to rid the France of the Nazis. Churchill decided to give him a chance, trained him as a secret agent, and he served as a secret agent during the war. After the war, Max immigrated to the United States. He became a U.S. citizen in 1956. Max met Linda Rhodes in Marina del Rey in 1986. They were married 5 years later. We're joined on the phone with Max and his wife, Linda. Max, Linda, welcome to the show. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine. Thank you.
We're great, Bill. Thanks.
Oh, good. Well, thank you so much for being my guest. It isn't often that I get a chance to talk to a real war hero, so thank you very much for that. Let's get into the question, shall we? At the heart of it, your story really almost seems too good to be true. You were born into an affluent family in Europe. You had a private education. And then you went off to fight the Nazis after the fall of France. So let's start with how you jumped into that. Tell us about your first meeting with Winston Churchill before the war when he was visiting in France.
When he was 3 years old, you mean?
Oh, well, if he can remember back that far,
well,
sure.
I'll tell you, he did. Go
oh,
ahead.
Yeah, I do. It was a man who paints in his backyard in a big property, and my tutor took me down there because my father didn't allow me to play with kids. Oh, he took me there to meet some other kids, and we were passing by his house, and he was very nice and cheerful and waving at us, and he gave us cookies. That's all what I remember at that age.
Sure, sure. Now, you grew up, and after the fall of France, your godfather placed a call to Winston Churchill and said that you'd be interested in fighting the Nazis. So I guess my next question is, after that call and Winston Churchill decides to make you a spy, how did you get your training? How did that whole process unfold?
First, what we did, they put me in a camp. It was like a very secret camp where they have a dentist there will draw a hole in your tooth and put a cap on it and insert a cyanide pill just in case I need it when I was tortured or caught or whatever. But, I never cracked the pill because I'm still here.
Yeah, well, that's obviously true. That's true, Max.
But he also did some very extensive training. First of all, he had training all his life. At the Jesuit school, he was well-trained, and before that, his tutor taught him how to ride horses. He learned how to shoot a rifle in the three positions, and he was had something similar to an ROTC course, which made him a lieutenant when he entered the service. And so he had very good training in France, but then when he was sent to England, he continued his training more specialized as a spy, where he became like a ninja in the dark. So he would turn into a bush or a tree, knew how to make himself soi-disant disappear.
I see. That's Linda Champioli, everybody. Go ahead, Max.
I was sent in Scotland to learn to parachute, because I never parachuted in my life. And during that training, we learned real man-to-man combat and to get rid of the enemy by different methods. But when they read the book, they'll know more.
All right, that makes sense. Now, Max, I have a question for you, because you got all your training in England to be a spy.
Scotland, and
Scotland for the parachute training. How did you move back and forth between the continent, between France and England? How did they transport you? Because you made several trips back and forth across the channel.
Yes, I did. And each time, sometime they pick me up with a sub, sometime they pick me up with an airplane. Sometime I cross the Pyrenees and pick up an American plane, I mean an English plane, I'm sorry, from Lisbon to England.
Lisbon was neutral at that time during the war.
It was neutral, not exactly neutral. It was for whoever they get something out of it, just like if they would let a Jewish person board one of the boats, they will get approximately, I don't know exactly, but I think it was 80-100 pounds of wheat for each person.
All right. We're talking to Linda and Max Champoli, everybody, authors of the book Churchill's Secret Agent. And Max, as a spy, what was your most difficult and dangerous mission?
The one I think it was difficult, dangerous, I don't even remember, but difficult it was the trip I made from France to Vienna. And I did have to hang myself under the train, the commercial train, the cattle train, and I didn't have no papers, or I decided, since I have no paper, because my former trip, my mission was canceled. The time I arrived, parachuted in Lyon, they told me, no, it's canceled, and you have to go very fast to Vienna.
So he came up with this idea, and it just came to him that he could hide in the undercarriage of the train, and that meant crawling. I don't know how he came up with that idea, but crawling underneath the train when the train was going slow and push himself between the bars and the carriage of the boxcar and hold himself there. And he needed to do that from the time he left Switzerland all the way to Vienna. Up till from France until Switzerland, he had a uniform that he go ahead.
It was an uniform that the agent was in Lyon. It was a uniform from the SNCF, the railroad.
Society Nationale.
I arrived to Switzerland, and in Switzerland I was okay because I knew to talk to, because we have a lot of safe house there. And what I was out to do, it was each time it was a bridge or a tunnel, the train, the man who was conducting the train was pushing on the brake, and each time I knew that signal was to drop, and I drop under the carriage on the ground, and it was night all the time, because the German would be there at the bridge or whatever it was to inspect the train, and they have dogs, and I knew what to do is just drop, and as soon as the train passed, just to go down the hill and maybe sometime cross a river or go up the next mountain and catch the train or next train. And they did give me an itinerary that I think I don't really exactly know, but which train to go north. And that's what I did.
Ah, we're talking to Linda and Max Champolli, everybody, authors of the book Churchill's Secret Agent. Max, who was fighting in the French Resistance during World War II, talking about that. Now, Max, one of the more interesting stories that you tell in the book is about saving the Jewish children. Tell us about how you saved a number of Jewish children from a certain death at the extermination camps.
Yes, thousands and thousands. I don't know exactly how many, but anyway, a friend of mine from the Jesuit school, his father was a minister of the amputee from the war of 1418. And I called him and I said, Monsieur Payen, his name was Payen, P-A-Y-A-N, E-N, I think. Yeah, E-N. And he said, sure, yeah, we'll do something. I'll tell you. I'll come and see you. We meet and we decide. And what he decided is to paint some buses black and green. That was the color of the French militia pro-Nazi. And we did that. And I didn't have really nothing to do with the transport of those kids. But I went to the prison where it was in Paris, outside Paris, and it was the Drancy, D-R-A-N-C-Y. It was a camp where the kids were separated from their parents from a coup that the German did. They took all... many streets and blocked them and separate them, send the parents to Poland to be exterminated, and the next step was to take care of the kids and send them again to a camp to be exterminated. And Churchill didn't stand that. He said, I sent my son a week ago, and he came back, and he couldn't do nothing. Can you do it? I said, sure, I knew already. That's why I called Mr. Payen, and we worked together. We inspect that prison, disguised as a militia. And after I saw the terrible thing happened there, the kids, it was winter, it was raining, and it was taking a cold shower outside, and one towel for about 40, 50 kids. Mm. And they were all very, very young. And they need to have after false paper. And I took care of that too. And I went to the Vatican with Maurice Chevalier. He drove me there because he did have all the Ausweis of the German because he was forced to work with them, and that's why I made the trip to the Vatican. I got birth certificate to reinforce the false paper, and Christian people did adopt them, and with that baptism certificate, in case it was checked, they can prove they were Christian. And maybe a lot of them never knew they were Jew.
Yeah, and you were truly a hero, saving countless numbers of lives of children during the war. We're talking to Max and Linda Champolli, everybody, authors of the book Churchill's Secret Agent. Max, Linda, if people want to learn more, read more about this fascinating story, where can they learn more about you and learn more about the book?
Well, you can go to www.churchillsecretagent.com. The book is available online. The book is available at bookstores everywhere. And it's in paperback by Berkeley Penguin, and it's a national bestseller And we learned that just recently, and we found out that it was a national bestseller from the time it was released.
Well, congratulations.
We didn't even know that.
Congratulations on that. Max, Linda, thank you so much for being my special guest here on Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We'll talk to you down the road.
Okay.
Thank you,
Bye-bye.
Thank you.